Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. We will discuss tonight how should I wield my new powers. I can now write original community notes on Twitter. This should be very interesting. I've been working hard for many months now. I've been reviewing, rating to acquire a kind of reputation. Now, as it turns out, most of the work I've done served nothing because Elon introduced a new scoring system for the raters yesterday or 2 days ago. And I basically, he reset the scores of everyone. So we had to start from scratch. So what I did for the last 2 days is I've been reviewing a couple of community notes, voting up the good ones, voting down the bad ones, not being too obviously extreme right-wing in my choices. I reviewed community notes of all kinds. And now today, I got enough of a good rating. I got enough of a good average of quality review that I have the access now to fully write a community note that is very fun because I've been seeing tweets sometimes that I was like, if I could only write a community note, that would be what I do. End of the line, Joel says, please fix Wikipedia too. There is no fixing Wikipedia because Wikipedia is a kind of bureaucratic overtake problem, which Elon has handled extremely well on Twitter. Twitter community notes is not a bureaucratic nightmare. It's an AI-assisted collective decision-making system, and that is the way to go. Because on Wikipedia, if a troll decides that he hates your contribution, he can give you all the troubles in the world, and you're going to spend your days just defending your edits rather than actually doing edits. And Twitter community just solves this by having a kind of supervising central authority that says, all right, you're not going to waste this person's time. You're not going to waste this person's time. You're just going to tell us how you evaluate what's there, what's presented to you. And we're going to score you. We're going to score you on your trustworthiness. So it's not, you know, on Wikipedia, you basically give your opinion on the edit. On Twitter community, community notes, you are being reviewed by the AI for your quality as an individual. And so you are incentivized at not fucking around. Black Tie says, Jeff, you have a page on Metapedia. Okay. I don't even know what Metapedia is. Another one of these Wikipedia alternatives, I guess. Thanks for letting me know. So, and I think that what's happening at Community Notes is just the tip of the iceberg of Elon Musk's project. I think that he wants to create the first AI that will be knowledge-oriented. An AI that will not be able to deny reality. An AI that will be based in so many ways, it's actually hard to know what will be the impact of this. We're going to have an AI that seeks truth. That is what seems to be the case. And I think that the Twitter community notes was the first attempt of Elon at going, touching something like the truth, like a truth-seeking machine. But I think that the ultimate form of it will be in his new AI company that he's building. Now, new guy says bullshit. Well, I mean, you cannot be an AI that markets itself by saying, understand the universe. And the goal of XAI is to understand the true nature of the universe. You cannot market yourself around truth if you're not going to pass some of the basic truth tests that we can throw at it. So whatever this AI does, I see them, they will have a big trouble inserting the kind of censorship that other AI have been doing, because ultimately, if you're a truth-seeking AI that cannot talk about the racial truth, the truth about this subject or this edgy subject, you're not good at anything. You're not good at what you're being marketed as. Aquanaut says, basic connection to reality test. Whenever a source of information can give a straight answer as to what a man and a woman is, and Wikipedia fails this. Everything fails this. Wikipedia, ChatGPT, your regular normie, the leftist, just Supreme Court justices at this point. They all fail this test. They have been brainwashed. Now, of course, there are a bunch of people on this team. Well, first I will say something about this team. It's white adjacent. It's only formed by whites and Asians. I love it. I love it. You know, I look at those pictures. I see an AI that will be exclusively developed by white and white adjacent people. That is the first thing. I think it's going to lead to a different product because Elon, on top of it, the second thing is he markets this as an AI to understand the universe. Well, you can't understand the universe if your AI cannot answer as to who commits the most crime by group in the US. Those are basic tests of reality that will be able to have it pass or not pass. Odyssey has announced in line, so there's lots of move in the crypto space. A positive decision has come out in the XRP case, and this has led to a revival of the prices. Well, XRP is up 70% this morning because it was found that XRP is not a security by the judge who was handling the SEC versus XRP lawsuit. So, of course, XRP jumped a lot. I don't have XRP. I don't care. But I'm happy for those of you who had XRP and who will cash in on this bounty. Aquanaut says, the XRP case is way more significant for the future of all crypto. Yes, and it could also affect LBC because there was this unanswered aspect in the SEC versus LBC lawsuit, whether Library itself was a security or whether it was the behavior of the Library company that was making it a security for that moment. And it seems that based on the XRP decision, we now have a clear decision that says XRP is not a security, therefore something similar to XRP wouldn't be a security either. Probably LBC wouldn't be a security. And it certainly gives a lot of free space to any crypto that has less functionality, less crazy stuff like special contract and virtual representation of asset. This remains a dark part, a dark area, a gray area of the law. But putting this aside, if you think Bitcoin, ETH, XRP, LBC probably, we're talking about tokens that will not be found to be, at least based on this judge, unless we have appeals, unless we have Supreme Court decision that come to reverse this. For now, we have a first decision that says, no, it's not a security. Stephen Robinson says X is going to the moon today. Yeah, when Stephen Robinson says this, I have to check it because it's not... Well, 21% up today. It went above the cent. So we're back above the cent. So still a great path ahead, but this basically gives the momentum for the big start of the bull run. We've seen even positive impact on the BTC price. And on top of it, excellent news coming from the Odyssey team. Odyssey says, rebirth coming soon, and tweets a cow emoji. So I was worried about, because we've learned that Library Inc. is closing. So that is the network that supports the file hosting aspect of the library. the library library, the library digital library, they are closing their corporation. But what it meant for the network, what it meant for the network, I had no idea. Because what does it mean for Odyssey? That's another question. Because Odyssey, as far as I can tell, relies on, if I understand correctly, Odyssey. They are a web platform. They don't host the videos most of the time, but they trust the library system to host it. And whenever you come to a new video that no one has watched today, they kind of download a temporary version of the video from the library network. They host it for a moment. After, let's say, a couple of days, they detect, okay, no one wants to watch this video anymore. They just delete it from their cache, but they are ready to re-cache it anytime a new request comes. I mean, that's how I understand it. And the live part of Odyssey is hosted by Odyssey, by their server system. But eventually, when you upload a video, it uploads it to the library blockchain system. So that's how I see Odyssey. Now, Odyssey suggests a rebirth is coming soon in the form of a cow. So we will still get the milk. We will still get the cream of the cow that I don't understand the cow here. Will it be rebranded? Will I say I am a professional streamer on cow.stream? How will it work? I have no idea. But something tells me that it's a positive tweet in general. Aquanote says JF might end up moving to Rumble. I mean, it's a possibility too. I would hate to move to Rumble because Rumble is a paying platform that charges by the bandwidth. Are you crazy? Papa JF doesn't get charged by the bandwidth. Papa JF refuses to pay by the bandwidth. I'm a farmer. I don't pay, you know, I keep my seeds. I want something that's reproducible year by year at zero cost. You are telling me that I should pay like I rent my land, that I rent the earth in which I plant my plants. No way. I will not do this. And we are learning that many exchanges, in response to the positive news around XRP, are relisting XRP. Kraken Pro is relisting XRP just like that. Colin Oxworth says, multi-streaming is a good option, though no reason we can't be on Cozy. No, I will not open up a private platform of that kind, Cozy. I don't want to open a channel that's on a request. I only stream on public platforms. I have explained this before. Meanwhile, extremely positive news around Elon Musk and Twitter. Elon Musk has started paying creators. Now, I find this absolutely unfair because my application is in. Why am I not a creator, Elon? Is it being delayed because I'm Canadian? Is it being delayed because I'm right-wing? Because I've been producing professional content. Some of my tweets have 300k views in video. 300k video views. I definitely should qualify for a creator that has potential reach for your subscription program. Now, my understanding is this kind of money is being sent only to those creators that have enabled their monetization, which is through the subscription system. So they are receiving money for the ads that show up as part of their content. Kanekoa the Great received $12,000 just out of nowhere. Without warning, can you imagine $12,000, boom, just showing up for something you were doing for free anyway, which is tweet and accept that there are ads sometimes in between your tweets. Twitter 1.0 silenced me for expressing my opinions. Twitter 2.0 rewards me for sharing my IDs. Thank you, Twitter, for the opportunity to earn a living. Gratitude to Elon Musk for investing $44 billion to revive freedom of speech on the internet. Ready for payout, $12,000. We had a report by Tim Pool. Tim Pool has received a similar thing. Holy fuck, Elon Musk, thank you. Wow. As your share of our ads revenue in replies, you're receiving $5,800. Your portion will be deposited into your Stripe connected account within the next 72 hours. Thank you for being a creator on Twitter. Well, that is a beautiful bounty to wake up to for the creators that have been accepted by Elon, but not for Papa Jeff yet. Aquanode says, at some point in the future, Twitter will likely become Elon's X app, the everything app. Absolutely. And I know that the X AI of Elon Musk actually has the URL x.ai. It is a one-letter URL. Elon Musk, I know that Elon Musk has always had x.com reserved to him and others x, but x.ai, that is, I don't know if it's recent. Did he buy it recently at high price from someone else? Or did he have it in his collection of precious x URLs? Aquanote says, Twitter's legal page lists Twitter being copyrighted by X Corp. Yes, I know. So X AI. And on top of it, in the AI domain, we have another news alongside X AI. Meta to release a commercial AI tool to rival Google and OpenAI. Sources close to Meta have reportedly said the company plans to make a commercial version of its AI model to be more widely available and customizable. Meta plans to release a commercial version of its artificial intelligence model, aiming to reach wider usage, according to a Financial Times report. The report contained details from sources close to Meta, who said that although the company released its own large language model for researchers and academics called Llama earlier this year, the new version will be more widely available and can be customized by companies. So basically, AI is about to become a kind of commodity. Like, how we're going to need measures of AI performance. Just like the teraflops measure computing power, perhaps there will come to be a day where we have the equivalent of a teraflop in AI measurement. I mean, it's going to be very close to the number of computational... it's going to be linearly related to, like, an AI will be more powerful as you give it more computational power, but perhaps there will be ways to measure the performance of AIs that are systematized into an actual unit of measurement. I don't think that Facebook, I don't know if they will be able to pass that barrier, because Facebook has been very good at having their own algorithm doing their own very specialized thing. Same thing with Google. Google, Facebook, they all became these giants because they had algorithms that were directing, in the case of Facebook, the interpersonal relationship level and understanding the links between everyone and eventually how it results in what kind of advertisement you could be targeted with. And then Google, same thing with the advertisement, but more on the search of the interaction of a human being with the internet in the form of the search engine. It's one thing to be developing those AIs that are super performative in those specific domains. It's another thing to be having a public offer of a general service AI, not even knowing what the future corporations will need AI for. but it's an open field in which a competitor will one day win. But I personally would be surprised to see Google or Facebook win this game. Generally, with tech companies, what you have is that they have one thing that they do extremely well, and the rest, they can acquire market domination, but it will be by buying out players who are better than them. Because once you become this super high-weight company forced with initiatives of diversity, and you have your blue-haired employees that are making a walkout because your coffee beans aren't fair and equal, and they've heard that the farmers that supply the coffee beans for your cafeteria aren't being paid a fair share. Once you start having this, it's impossible to be developing. It's impossible. What you need is basically two or three geniuses at the root of a big corporation, and then the rest is just sales and bureaucrats and check writers and accountants and that kind of stuff. So I think that XAI has probably more of that small team type of dynamism driven by a kind of ideological Elon Musk. And also, you know, Facebook and Google will be stuck with the problem. Is there a market where you can efficiently provide a service that is worth paying millions for? Perhaps there is, but there needs to be. Whereas Elon Musk is guided, it would seem, by a fundamental drive there to understand the truth, to have a machine that will be... How do we get to the truth? You keep having rationalists, and people like me have been discussing this for years. You know, you get to the truth by not committing fallacies. Will this XAI be able to tell that a fallacy has been committed? That would be a great first step. Then you need to be empirical. You need to be relating your internal models with the world. See what doesn't work. See if a fact comes in. This fact is in conflict with the internal model that you have. You need to adjust the internal model. And you need to let yourself be filtered inside of you by the facts of reality. They need to come inside of you and modify you. This is what his AI should do. This is what I recommend he takes as an approach. Now, how will the AI treat the world of IDs? Because it's one thing to understand empiricism, but another part of proper scientific work is proper scientific thinking. How do we do this? How do we feel as scientists that a theory is consistent or not consistent? What are the standards? Because ultimately, any theory can be made to be in contradiction with some other theory if you push them to the limit. But the world has to be kind of consistent in that... We can't have a violation of the laws of thermodynamics suddenly because we have the laws of chemistry coming in. How do we plug these domains of knowledge together in our models, in the AI's model? I would love to see this happen. And this is what I was announcing today, which excites me a lot around the search for truth of Elon. That I can now write community notes. Jared McKay was saying, JF passed the autism/truth test and will now be our community notes spokesperson. Great work. I said, it's unbelievable the work that has been done to improve this platform under the direction of Elon Musk. I have been browsing through Twitter. I don't want to write community notes that will be annoying. I don't want to be that kind of community notes writer which wastes everyone's time. There are so many community notes that are not deserving of being written. We all vote them down in the background. I do not want to be that community note writer that annoys the other and that gets voted down. So I'm being very selective. I'm I've been searching through Twitter advanced search today, white people. And let me tell you, there are a couple of things said about white people that if I can catch a tweet that says it clearly as a fact, I would definitely write a community note for them. But there are so many people who are implying in a kind of opinionated fashion that somehow white people are the most racist. And I've been looking at these tweets and I was like, white people are definitely not the most racist. Like, by any standard, whether we're taking hate crimes, whether we're taking hate speech, whether we're taking racial preferences, white people are the most, the closest to non-racist people. That is, if you look at the Asians, they have extremely much more ethnocentric preferences. If you look at the blacks, they have much more hate crimes. So, but the problem is, I don't want to take a tweet at random out there. I would like my first community note to be a tweet that is made by a solid personality of the left that has a lot of viewers. You know, I don't want to go annoy the random Shanika with two views on her replies. And on top of it, these low-level people who make these bad arguments right now, they are doing it in the form of opinion. So it's very easy for them to say, or for other community notes reviewers who would review my community notes, to say, well, this was not really a factual statement. So I have to catch a big fish. And people are suggesting Brett Weinstein. That would be an interesting thing. Brett Weinstein tends to be not stating much on his Twitter account. He has these kind of pragmatic little positions. Very rare that he will state facts on his Twitter account, actually. And most of the time he engages on a kind of fight against the hostility toward the vaccine, the hostility toward the anti-vax movement. Perhaps there could be something in his commentary about the vax, ivermectin. Oh, I think we're touching something. Oh yeah, I think there will be time. I will keep refreshing his Twitter account. You know, I have on my Google Calendar that I have to interact with Brett on a regular basis, and it's been a couple of weeks, I think, since I forgot to annoy him on a tweet. Perhaps my next interaction with Brett should be a community note on a misleading statement about ivermectin. Oh, this will be fun, guys. So he calls my crowd Nazis. I will call his tweet misinformation. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that we would interact on these little details rather than the most important question, which I submitted to XAI because Elon Musk was asking, what are the most important unanswered questions of the universe? Can humanity stop a phenotypic revolution? If you get your XAI to be able to answer that question in any way, no matter what the conclusion is, but I would love to hear XAI perform better than ChatGPT on this. ChatGPT-4 is getting pretty good on the phenotypic revolution. But XAI can certainly do better. Aquanote says, not only are all people racist and that it's impossible for people to be 100% non-racist, racism serves an important evolutionary role. Yeah, exactly. I mean, defined in its extensive manner as the left currently does it, that puts pretty much everyone in the basket of racism. No one prefers the woman of all races equally. I mean, you're going to have some preferences that put you one direction or another. I mean, consider what would be needed for preferring women of all the races equally. You would have to basically have your drive toward the female body would have to be evolutionarily adjust to the proportion of people of a certain race that exist on planet Earth. Like, if there's 25%, if at a moment in time 25% of the people on Earth are white, 25% are black, 25% are Asian, now you should be attracted equally to all their features. Now, what if there's more blacks for a moment and less whites? Now, the features that are more black are overrepresented in the average attractability rating of a female over planet Earth. Now, suddenly, what does your brain do? It suddenly starts liking bigger asses? That doesn't work. T.S. Apostolos says, "Who watched Lex / Bibi Netanyahu? JF, ride the algorithm of midwits." No, I've seen the thumbnail, and I realized that I really don't have any interest at another pleasant ride interview of Bibi Netanyahu. I've heard enough. I've heard enough of the double standards. There is no purpose for me to watch this unless I have a specific request, and I guess you would now have to pay me, because I've decided that from a leisure perspective, I do not need ever to see an interview of Bibi Netanyahu by a Zionist ever anymore. I've seen enough. I've seen Jordan Peterson. I've seen the comedian guy that was on a late night show the other day. It's no one is asking him the right questions. And so I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait for the day where he is confronted by someone willing to ask the right questions. Spoiler alert, it will never happen. End of the line, Joel says, "What kind of person gets invited on Lex Fridman? Is there a pattern?" Well, there is a pattern according to Leather Apron Club. It seems that being Jewish maybe is your best bet to get on there. There was a discussion around rating Margot Robbie. Kira was saying this new trend on Twitter trying to convince us that Margot Robbie is mid is insane. And I said, there is a legitimate desire in modern men to lower their evaluation of females, which could have some use to equilibrate the dating market. But I agree, Margot Robbie is a 10. Now, some people came to me and said, "Well, Jeff, she's old." When I say a 10, I talk of the peak of that woman, especially if we're talking about an actress. I'm talking about the movies for which she will be remembered. To me, that is how I evaluate an actress. Now, you could argue, well, rating her as a 10 is for the dating purpose, but I read the actress. I read the historical person who once was kicking in the face of Leonardo DiCaprio. Definitely, that is an extremely beautiful woman. John Drake, in her prime. Now, if you are rating people out of 10 for the purpose of dating them, that's different. You would take into account their current age. But to me, an actress, just like an intellectual deserves consideration of his best work, an actress deserves a 10 out of 10 evaluation for her prime. Cloud Warmer says, "Jeff, I would add Margot Robbie to my harem of insemination. I don't give a fuck." Well, Yeah, and Vadet says, have more tokens. Well, thanks to you too for the super chats. I don't give a fuck. I don't understand. You do give a fuck. You would happily add Margot Robbie to your harem. I don't understand this. I don't give a fuck. You do give a fuck. You would be very interested in having her in your harem, wouldn't you? All right. That was the decision of the XRP case. XRP as a digital token is not in and of itself a contract, transaction, or scheme that embodies the Howey requirements of an investment contract. Rather, the court examines the totality of the circumstances surrounding defendants' different transactions and schemes involving the sale and distribution of XRP. Each transaction must be analyzed and evaluated on the basis of the content of the instruments in question, the purposes intended to be served, and the factual setting as a whole. So that was a very welcomed comment, because it basically says the tokens in and of themselves already wouldn't be securities on their own. Now, on top of it, XRP appears to be winning. But just this comment is so much safety and so much space of action for the other cryptocurrency, because now they got a judge saying a digital token in and of itself is not a contract. Cloudwarmer says, to clarify, JF, I don't care if she's no longer in her prime. I don't even care if she has no eggs left. I would still copulate with her. Ah, okay, so you were saying you don't care about the age. Yeah, I don't know. I think she may still be on the... She may still have a potential production of baby. Margot Robbie, age. What is her age? She's born in 1990. She is 33. So she could still be reproducing... for a couple of years. Fallen crypto honcho arrested, facing decades in prison on new fraud charges. Alex Mashinsky, the former CEO of bankrupt crypto company Celsius, has been arrested on a slate of federal charges, including securities fraud and manipulation. Prosecutors said Mashinsky and Celsius misled investors about the exchange's risks and illegally altered the price of SEL, the company's trademark token. Oh my God, it's so... We see the crypto world being washed out of all its frauds, of all its... I don't know if this guy did things in a criminally misleading manner. We'll see, I guess, from the trial. And I'm kind of annoyed that the authorities, the legal judiciary authorities, they're kind of going after the weak, and they're like sharks. And it's like, what's the difference between this guy and Binance? The fact that his token sucked and that his exchange sucked, and I don't know if it's really a crime what these people are doing, or whether it's more like incompetence and the fact that the crypto world is super wild, super subject to variation, to extreme variation. DK Shadow says, should have named the token Incel. Yeah, I think we don't have a token that's based around the theme of incelism. Maybe we could have a mechanism, a price mechanism that the supply contracts whenever something about incels happen. Let's say Margot Robbie gets a boyfriend. Incel goes down by 80%. I think it might be interesting, but I don't know what it would look like. How do we have the price vary? How do we make a token that tracks real world event of this kind? I know that a lot have been trying. That's a little bit what the Luna founder was trying to do with a blockchain that was specialized for virtual assets that are virtually contracting and expanding supply according to price variations. But for incels, I don't know what form it would take. Tucker Carlson, uncensored, one-on-one with Andrew Tate. By the way, yesterday I was on vacation, took a break. I wanted to work on the house. I've been installing many cameras that I had been accumulating. I had the cameras, I had the network wires delivered to me, and I was like, okay, I can't wait for this to all be installed. So I totally renewed my network of security on the house. I now have multiple cameras that are checking the home, checking the outside of the home, checking the street close to the home, to see if anything bad is in the way. And I'm able now to monitor the whole home from a distance, from a remote point on my phone. So it's I'm very happy that I've now fully secured a 360 network of camera all around the home on various angles so that I can check for the thieves or people who would attack me. But also, I've been watching the Tucker Andrew Tate interview. I have to say, not a particularly interesting interview. Tucker is a very talented man on monologues, but he's not a top interviewer. He's just an okay interviewer. But I think he doesn't get his guest to places where none other could get them. Like, it's very generic, the performance of Tucker Carlson. And I haven't learned anything, and I haven't heard anything new from Andrew Tate compared to a Patrick Bet-David, for example, who goes a little deeper, who knows how to give a tint to the interview that will make it very different by its fundamentals than any other interview that anyone else could do. Whereas Tucker is delivering here just the same interview that anyone could expect. Cloud Warmer says, JF, do you think that woman's discernment when it comes to refusing sex for incels is a form of discrimination? Could we fight this with anti-discrimination laws? Well, I've said it in the past that discrimination is choice. If I choose A versus B, I discriminate against B. The idea of discrimination, by the way, is a sensory physiological term. And it's about whether you can differentiate between one thing and another. When a camera is said to have 22 megapixels, that's because it can discriminate between points of space such that it has 22 megapixels, 22 millions of pixels that it can distinguish from. If one pixel is green and the other pixel is more like pale green, the camera has just distinguished. It has discriminated. And discriminated is basically synonymous for distinguishing. So choice by itself is discrimination. If I choose to marry a woman, that is also choosing not to marry the 3 billion other women or 4 billion other women that I could have married. So it's a completely ridiculous cause to pursue, to be fighting discrimination by law, because you're fighting choice. You are fighting freedom. So I object to any form of combating by the law of discrimination. Now, that's just because I'm a libertarian. I believe that the choice is better in the hand of the decision maker than in the hand of the government. So is it discrimination when females reject incels? Yes, it is. But that's also what we call choice. And I'm fine with choice. I'm fine in a fair society. I'm fine with the choice of females being advantageous to some guys and disadvantageous to other guys. But the problem is, in a healthy society, we also hold females to their choice through contract. That's the problem that we don't do. If you don't hold females to their choice by contract, then it means that the choice is not only happening at a moment, but it can change at any moment in the future. And so many lives are ruined in the process of females rotating across various males. And that could fix the incel problem in and of itself if we wanted to. Just restore monogamous contract of marriage. Microbiome profiles associated with cognitive functioning in 45-month-old children. Someone was sending me this on Discord and saying, JF, I'd like to know what you think about this. Does it mean that the bacteria in our gut influence our IQ? And I would say, they found a correlation. There's a correlation between having certain bacteria in your gut and IQ, basically. But that correlation is also correlated with other bizarre things, like, do you have a mother that smokes? And so my impression here is that the IQ effect that we're talking about, it's not like there's a bacteria in your gut, therefore your brain does better. I think what's happening is the conditions under which you're likely to have more bacteria exposition for certain kinds of bacteria happen to be the conditions in which higher IQ people would put you. For example, it could be that, well, if mothers don't smoke, they are more likely to carry their children around. And they are more likely to expose their children to the outside because they get carried more around. And that leads to them also. And it's not the gut bacteria that leads you to be more intelligent. It's the fact that you have a mother who's a non-smoker and who's carrying you around more. Something like this. And there's all sorts of correlations that could exist that we don't get to see in this study. So it's very hard from just a correlative study like this to infer a causal relationship. I wouldn't do it. Cloud Warmer says, Jeff, would you advocate for a completely nudist society? No. I would advocate that if nudists want to have their nudist world, they should be able to build it. But I'm fine with clothes. I don't find clothes particularly important. And sometimes I like having no clothes at home, you know. But I'm not a clothes hater. And I don't think it's an invasion of liberty to say in certain places we expect people to have clothes. And if you don't want to be in these places, you can make your nudist grocery store and your nudist beaches and that kind of thing. But make those things. You're free to grow them as much as you want. What you will find out, of course, is that the nudist beaches attract people that you may not be interested at seeing nude. See, that's the... we're entering game theory here. Careful, gentlemen. We are entering game theory. The game theory of nudism, which is the problem of the commons. The problem of the commons boobs. So the problem of the commons is that we build something that is super serviceable, super useful to everyone. But the problem is it benefits everyone. Then everyone wants to drain some of it. And in using it, everyone ends up wearing it out, ends up basically consuming the energy that's needed for this commons to exist, including those people who did not participate to its building in a fair share. And so that's how you have the destruction of the commons. You build a police service. Okay, everyone pays a little bit for the police service to operate. But eventually you end up protecting people with your police that didn't pay. People who were too poor to pay taxes, they end up having the benefit of the police without having the cost of it. And that is a dramatic thing in society. Now, nudist places, they have a problem of commons, which is that anyone who thinks of nudist culture as being Margot Robbie on the beach and seeing her boobs and her pussy, I think that 99% of the males would tell you, I am absolutely for nudist culture. But the problem is, everyone wants to see Margot Robbie naked, but no one is capable of contributing to a visual appeal, to a visual experience that is equal to seeing Margot Robbie naked. And then, yes, Trace Channel, you have Lizzo coming in. And Lizzo, she is unable to contribute to the commons, the common visual experience, as much as Margot Robbie is. So what do we have? We end up seeing Lizzo naked alongside Margot Robbie. Already, you know, just the experience of seeing Margot Robbie naked is already wasted, because I have to work a part of my visual field and try to ignore it and just look at a specific subpart of the visual field, and it ruins the experience. It ruins the common. So there is a commons problem in nudism, which is why you always have these documentaries or these news crews who go to nudist beaches. And what do you see? Just ugly, 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 ugly. Because that's just the average person. The average person is ugly. What can I say? House Judiciary GOP says, wow, Joe Biden's FTC wanted Ernst & Young to punish Elon Musk's Twitter. If they didn't, Ernst & Young feared they would be retaliated against by the government. So apparently they are describing that they felt extremely pressured to pressure Twitter, that they would be retaliated against if they didn't. And Elon Musk says, insanely illegal overreach by the FTC. We have the leftists keep doing this. They want to punish, they want to appropriate markets, and when they don't control a part of the market, they go at you with fake lawsuits and they try to drive you into the ground. T.S. Apostolos sends a super chat. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, thoughts and growing links between gut health and mood/brain mental health. This is an article from 2022. Autism, more than hope. Nonverbal 19-year-old says mama after FMT and shows corrected microbiome. ProgenaBiome, a Ventura-based genetic sequencing research lab, published a case study analyzing the gut microbiome 6 months after fecal microbiota transplant. Literally a shit transplant. We are now transplanting shit because there's We have some samples of shit here that we think would be better than your shit into getting you out of the shit. Interesting. Yeah, I know that these studies exist. I've never been super fascinated at it. Because they very often lack a mechanism. It's like, oh, did the 19-year-old say mama because of the gut microbiome, or is it something else? You know, he's been passed through a whole process where some hippie was like talking to him about gut microbiome and inserting it in his ass. Maybe he just loosened up, you know? Having these nurses just playing with your anus will loosen up your attitude with the world. Perhaps that's why he ended up saying mama. Auto insurers hit by worst crisis in 30 years sends premiums skyrocketing. On the inflation front, consumers have a reason to celebrate. Okay, but the insurance premiums by 40% in Georgia, 32% in California, and 11% in New York. The reason is that many of these insurers have experienced significant losses over the last several years, an indication premiums will continue to rise well into 2024. Well, I'm very afraid about the insurance system, let me tell you. Because you are getting forced to buy these insurance products by law, but eventually it becomes a communistic redirection of fund toward the freaking idiots that we see on an everyday basis on social media. Shanika just driving around with her big SUV and just bumping into whoever she hates that day and yelling and making it into a social media viral video. Or you have all these BLM protests and destruction of cars, and we've had these cars in fire in France. And this shouldn't be... this is a weakness of our society. The fact that insurance being forced by the hand of the state eventually becomes a means of redirection of money. Because you can't get good insurance, so you're stuck either taking the risk that your house will be put on fire or that your car will be put on fire, or you pay, but you pay in a way that you're going to end up paying for people who are in a totally separate class from you in terms of risk. You're basically subsidizing poverty, because there's no chance I'm going to become crazy tomorrow morning, take my SUV and drive into a gas station while trying to hit people and ruining my whole SUV. I'm being extremely careful with my car. But that should put me in a separate category for insurance. But of course, insurance cannot do this because they probably have a fear of being called discriminatory. They cannot discriminate by zip code. They cannot discriminate by all sorts of factors that would allow them to acknowledge, okay, Papa JF is a special type of driver. He's the kind of driver who doesn't go drive his own SUV into a glass front store like an Apple store or whatever. DK Shadow says, Jeff doesn't have an SUV, that's why. That's just part of the reason. Another part of the reason is that I'm a very decent person. So I'm very worried that eventually the insurance market will grow into basically a redistributionist part of the state, without being officially part of the state, but through the indirect influence of the state, becomes that. War effort in shambles as hawks turn on each other at NATO summit. Zelensky was running hot ahead of his sit-down with NATO leaders on Tuesday evening. The Ukrainian president had been angered earlier in the day by what he said was an absurd reluctance to give his country a clear timeline on membership. Some people have taken this picture and have made a meme out of it. I found it hilarious. I was laughing my ass off. All the presidents dressed well, and you have Zelensky dressed like a janitor. Now, I get it. It's the whole image that Zelensky has been cultivating of himself for, you know, a president at war. But someone has taken a janitor mop and has put it in his hand and edited the picture. So he looks like a janitor that's just cleaning after the presidents of the world. Very interesting, this positioning, this physical position. The posture says everything, you know. You know, there was this meme of putting a red line to indicate the posture. This is a tense posture, if you want my opinion. This is a man who's not getting, who's seeing eventually the end of the infinite flow of money that has been coming to him for way too long. Well, I welcome this news. I'm extremely enthusiastic about it. 100x faster than Wi-Fi, Li-Fi, light-based networking standard released. So the engineering paper for Li-Fi has been released. We are talking about a little lamp like this, and it would allow you to transfer 22 gigabytes per second. I love it, but if you're going to use light, you might as well use an optic cable, right? So it's kind of an optics cable, but that is released loose in the air. It uses infrared, so it uses basically the red light of your toaster. So it's a frequency that is unable to pass through walls. So we're not talking about the technology that will come and replace Wi-Fi, because it can't go through the walls. You have to see. You have to physically see the two devices. They don't pass through opaque structures. I guess that the use case for this technology, Li-Fi, will be sometimes, you know, you would like to connect two things. They are beside each other, but you just don't want the annoyance of the wire. Well, this is what this will address. So Li-Fi will be there. You're just going to take your phone, put it on the Li-Fi receptor, and make sure that it's kind of in the range of being seen with no opaque objects between the two. And then you're going to get some massive transmission speed as if you were connected through an optics cable. It's an optics cable. It's an open optics cable, if you will. It's an optics cable that doesn't mind being ripped a little bit. Dino Logovic says, Trey, that's why optical fiber is the plumbing of the light. Yes, yes. My fascination with optical fiber is totally well, combines very well with my fascination for pluming. Plumbing of the light. That is a very exciting way to look at it, indeed. And it's quite fascinating to me that we can make these little hairline, very thin tubes that can bounce light from one place to another. To me, that's fascinating. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff, what you say is not quite right. Car insurance companies will change your insurance cost based on where you live, justified as having a different odds of getting in an accident in the area. Yeah, but I'm sure they're not doing it as obvious as an AI could do. I'm sure, because it is nonsense the amount of money I'm paying for insurance when you consider my true risk of getting into an accident. And I'm absolutely certain that they are shy at the idea of racial redlining. I'm sure that they can't do this. I'm sure that they have to equilibrate their zip code evaluations, because if they were truly doing it, I would expect that there are certain zip codes where the same car should cost 8, 9, 10 times more than some other car, more than another car in some other area of the U.S. But that's not what we're seeing. And there is a form of discrimination that is allowed by insurance companies, and it's discrimination against males. And this is an example of where society clearly, explicitly allows discrimination. When I was young, I was starting out as a driver. The fact that I was male, I was paying more than my female friends, because they were saying, well, males just get more accidents. Well, let's open up the discussion. Do black people get more accidents too? Because you couldn't discriminate against black people. But you can discriminate against males. And so this was the first time in society where I've seen the double standard in discriminatory concerns. Somehow society was telling me discrimination is over by sex, by gender, by race. And yet there I was in one of my first commercial relationship. You know, I bought a car at 16 years old. And there I was at 16 years old being told you're going to pay basically twice as much as a female. Dino Rogovic says, do trans save on car insurance? That is a good question. That is a good question. In Quebec, if you say, I identify as female, that is very interesting. Maybe I should identify as female for the purpose of insurance. I'm gender fluid. I'm gender fluid. When it comes down to the insurance, I'm a female. But then for the rest of my life, I fluid back into my male form. An archived copy of a now-deleted Dr. Craig Wright blog post dated January 10, 2009. That would be 2 or 3 days before Bitcoin went live. And it reads, the beta of Bitcoin is live tomorrow. This is decentralized. We try until it works. So Dr. Craig Wright was claiming this is proof that I am Satoshi Nakamoto. A lot of people were laughing at this and they were saying, this is not proof. And maybe you just knew about it. And, you know, he says some good coders on this. The paper rocks. So what this tells me is he had access to the paper a couple of days before the Bitcoin network went live, but that doesn't tell me he wrote the paper. In fact, if you say the paper rocks and there are good developers on the team, to me that you're talking at the third person. You are talking about them. That doesn't sound like Dr. Craig Wright here was claiming to be Satoshi Nakamoto. In fact, he was saying there are some good coders on this. The paper rocks. He was commenting as an outsider of this group. There are lots of super chats. I want to be sure that I didn't miss one. Here, let's try to open up a pop-out. Thank you, Valet, for your donation. Thank you, Cloudwarmer, for all the questions. And he says, Jeff, in the nudist society where you have to focus on Margot and ignore Lizzo, the narrow-minded man reigns supreme. This guy has no peripheral vision. He can only see one woman at a time. He doesn't even have a parietal cortex allowing him to reconstruct the possible Lizzo on the left or the possible Lizzo on the right. He only sees Margot Robbie naked. Well, isn't that... the idiots are... They live happy. Jokes aside, he says, regular chat, you need to donate dollars and tokens and extract JF's opinion and knowledge so they are digitally recorded for future generation. How often can you talk to a PhD? Okay, well, thanks for the encouragement for donation. What else do we have before we leave the show? There's more coming out on these scientists who wrote that it's impossible, that it's a lab leak, and oh my god, the natural origin hypothesis is so much stronger. And here, one of the author, Dr. Anderson, was saying in private, hey, Mike, thanks. I was actually in the desert when that got pushed out, so a little rushed, in my opinion. Meaning, in my opinion, but pressure from the higher-ups to get it out. So the people who were writing this article, this guy was in the desert. And it was his name was on this article. He didn't even believe what was written in the article. It was just the pressure of the higher-ups. So basically, we are being told here by the very people who were included in this absolutely unscientific paper that they didn't even believe what was written there. They were just pressured by the Fauci and whoever else was playing this game. Not surprising, but it always happens like this. The leftists, they impose their will quickly, and then eventually we get to hear that it was not true, or eventually it gets acknowledged that it was an imposition of will that was completely irrational, but way too late. They succeed at imposing their will when it matters. And then they don't care later about recognizing, oh, well, yeah, it kind of sucks. Oh, yeah, here you have a bunch of scientists who were forced to say something that they didn't even believe in. Austin Allred says the new mortgage math is brutal. Say you buy a house, $1 million, with $200K down at a 7% rate, $800K mortgage. Over the first 3 years, you pay $193K, $5,300 per month. After those $193K of payments, your $800K mortgage is now at $774K. You paid $166K in interest, $25.5K in principal. That is exactly where I said leftist society was headed. They are headed toward, well, you will own nothing and you will be happy. They told us that that's where they're headed. They are headed toward houses can't even be purchased. Houses are just a different type of rent. It's a rent that you pay with the possible hope that you might take over it, but you really don't take over it, and it's really not intended by the bank that you will ever be able to take over it. That is what's happening with our real estate market. I'm so happy that I was lucky enough in life that even after having nothing for most of my adult life, suddenly I had a big successful pass on YouTube. And then I got a big successful investment in Bitcoin, which allowed me to buy my house cash. I'm so thankful because I think we're headed to the new generation, the generation of our children. They might very well be in a position where it's impossible to buy houses. That is really too bad. So I guess the people who currently are buying, hoarding land, they will be rewarded long term. You know, the farmers who have many acres that they can potentially divide into many lots, because the normies, all they know what to do is go to the bank, get fucked by the bank. But the problem is the banks are specializing now in fucking harder and harder. And eventually they will have learned that what they have here is an infinite normie input of money, that if they set their things properly, if they make the market rise to a point where it's unattainable by the normal salary standard, they're going to dominate the world, and they're going to be able to extract arbitrary amounts of wealth from the normies. Stephen Robinson says, Jeff, what is property tax like in your area? Totally decent. Honestly, we pay for the trash service, and that's pretty much it. So, I mean, one day, of course, property tax can always be abused. Eventually, leftists come to your area, they take over. And I'm not saying it won't ever happen. Maybe one day the property taxes will rise. But that day, I'm ready to run. And that day, anyway, when the leftists come to your place, the house price will rise, because the banks are going to start paying out, giving out these loans. And as the seller of your home, you're going to be able to grab all of that loan to you. You know, these loans are made so they can pay to the seller. So I'm not super worried about eventually leftists spreading to my area and increasing property tax, because that day I'm going to sell my property for maybe two or three times the price I bought it. And boom, I'm gone, and I'm going even further north. Doge Designer says, the Twitter killer is dying already. Twitter versus Meta's new app, according to Google Trends. Look at this. Threads was basically raising as much interest as Twitter for a single day. Maybe a single hour in a single day. And then down, 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 down. While Twitter has just attracted pretty much a similar amount of interest, pretty stable. So I love to see this confirmation. Threads is simply not successful at maintaining interest over the long term. People will get tired. They will feel, oh my God, there's no one listening to me here. There's no one contesting what I'm saying. There's no one frustrated. And eventually, people like Ron Perlman, their addiction will start kicking in, and they'll be like, okay, I need that Twitter fix. And they're going to be back. The White House cocaine investigation, it's over. One of the quickest closed case ever to happen in the history of, deontology and criminal investigations. They have closed the case as an unresolved case. It's like they couldn't even wait to at least make it look like they're actually trying. Like, at least wait a month. No. Case closed. It's a non-resolvable mystery of criminal history. It was the perfect crime. The perfect crime has been committed at the White House, and the investigators have just said, look, this is way too perfect of a crime. There's no way we're ever going to catch the great criminal mind who has committed this. DK Shadow says, now we know for certain who it was. Yeah, imagine if Trump. Imagine if Trump, indeed. There's the story of this guy. He wasn't satisfied with the speed of the Quebec healthcare system. He went to Cuba. He had pain in his back, and he wanted to get a fusion of something. Fusion of vertebrae or something like this. There was something wrong in his back. But he gets the surgery in Cuba. And he didn't like it. It ruined his back. He wasn't able to walk anymore. So he comes back to Quebec. He paid $18,000 and they basically wrecked his back in Quebec. And he's complaining that they were serving only bread and slices of cheese. Bread with a slice of orange cheese on it. Okay, well, yeah, I mean, you go out there, you pay. There's no guarantee that it will be done well. I don't know what to say. Then he came back to Quebec, though. And because he had been hurt by the surgery, he became a priority case for the healthcare system of Quebec. So at least he got fixed in Quebec for the fixing of his injury from the surgery he got in Cuba. But he's still in big trouble, still in big pain. But at least he became a priority case for the Quebec healthcare system. Ex-Twitter employees are owed $500 million in severance, according to a lawsuit. So the Twitter employees who are pissed at having been fired, they are wanting a $500 million severance payment. We'll see if... I hope they don't get it, but unfortunately, I presume it's happening in California. Unfortunately, in California, I can expect total coordination of the judiciary here against Elon Musk being perceived as a right winger who has taken over something that was previously leftist. And finally, Ray Epps will be criminally charged for his role in January 6th. This is the famous guy who has been there yelling to people, "Let's get into the Capitol." And people have been accusing him of being a Fed. I remember Tucker Carlson accusing him of being a Fed. And I remember even I back then was saying, "Wow, I'm kind of surprised that Tucker is going there." because I've never seen evidence that this guy is a Fed or is not a Fed. He could just be, you know, a guy, an old guy who had these IDs. He could be all sorts of things except other than a Fed. He could be a Fed too. But Stick Sexton Hammer has highlighted some parts of his lawsuit that seem to frame it in a way that perhaps he's some kind of bureaucrat of the federal government, but not in the way people think. I've read this part that was pointed to as the point 138, I believe, and 101 of the lawsuit. Because he claims that Tucker has defamed him. Because the point 138 says something along those lines. And unfortunately, I didn't have time to pull the PDF. It says something like, let's be clear here. This is the lawyer of Ray Epps writing. Let's be clear here. Ray Epps was accused by Tucker and Fox News to have been an informant, not just an informant, not just a regular police or regular bureaucrat of the federal government, but to have been specifically an intelligence agent trying to seed trouble in the January 6th Capitol event. And I guess that Styx is suggesting that the fact that they're excluding these other things from being non-defamatory is kind of suggesting that perhaps Ray Epps is some kind of bureaucrat, some kind of police, but that just happened to not be on the job, basically, in January 6th. I guess it's one way to understand the sentence. But even then, I don't understand it that way. I think I still stand by the idea that there is nothing strongly indicative that Ray Epps is a Fed. He could be. I'm willing to hear evidence about it, but I still haven't seen anything that is conclusive. But anyways, it seems that now, because there's been so much pressure from the public, that he will be criminally charged for inciting people. Finally, people have been asking for this since the very day it happened, I guess. And there was also rumors that Meghan Markle is separating from Harry. She took him from his family after she embarrassed the British royal family and made his whole nation hate him. Now that Harry is broke and lonely because of her, she has allegedly filed divorce paper asking for $80 million plus the total custody of Archie and Lilibet. It seems to be a rumor for now, but that would be very interesting. She totally pulled this guy from his position in the royal family. You remember she went on public campaigns against the royal family, suggesting in a passive-aggressive manner that, oh yeah, there's lots of racism in this family. Huh? Tell them, Harry, tell them how your uncle is racist. And just months or years or a year or two later, I don't know exactly when that was, but within the space of less than 2 years, she would be divorcing, dropping him. I think it would be a good lesson, a good red pilling. I'm not surprised. It is the state of the modern female, but Harry should have known this. You know, she's trying to bring you to Canada. She's trying to bring you away from your family. And your family is like your job. The royal family, it's not just like you would be getting away from your mother or your father. It's you are getting away from the whole potential of inheritance from a system that can give you a lot of money and a lot of... Basically, these people are paid to be royal family members. They are getting their share of the pie. He basically refused his own share of the pie to follow this woman, and she would betray him like this. I think it would be a great reminder of the current state of marriage. Lendald Guntram says she was the worst choice Harry could have ever made. Definitely. I mean, totally wrecked Harry and wrecked any confidence that people in the family could get into this man. I mean, he betrayed, he really hurt them by bringing the racism card in 2023. I mean, it's not a small thing. Bringing the racism card publicly, that is quite a betrayal. All right, that is it for tonight, boys. Bye-bye, and I have something on the schedule, I believe. What do we have? I want to go do some shopping. Okay, I got some shopping to do. And then I have July 25th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. I'll be on the Richard Spencer Show. We'll talk about whatever news are interesting. And then on the 28th, I'm going for a 4-day vacation. I will be there on the night of the 28th, but on the 29th, I start my vacation. And I will only be back on Wednesday, the 2nd of August. So a total of 4 days where there will be no show at the end of July. Thank you for listening, everyone, and don't forget to join the Subscribestar or the Patreon to provide support for the show on an every month basis. Much love. Thank you.
We'll be right back.